of Andy Kimball songs, and an idea conceived and produced by Cornell Butler. And glad to be able to do it. And I thought it was a cool idea. I put together a mix of some of my tunes here for podcast broadcast, which is a whole new thing to me. I know nothing about this. Ask me anything about the guitar or songs, but I'd probably be okay there. But this is all pretty new to me, so we're going to go for it. Here's a tune from the Live from Hawaii album produced by Hawaii Public Radio in front of a live ticketed audience in Hawaii in 2018. It's called Dust My Broom, and it's an improv version of the classic Robert Johnson tune. I hope you enjoy it. Dust My Broom, Andy Kimball. Here we go now. Yes, I remember that being a real fun time there at the Atherton Studios at Hawaii Public Radio. This next song is a tune that was started as a poem at the turn of the 18th century by a guy named Henry Lawson. And it's been done a few times in a few different ways by various artists, and we took a crack at it again in a kind of improvisational style here. And hope you enjoyed this one. This was also recorded live, and I just don't remember when or where. After a while, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but after a while they kind of blend together. I have to go check where this is from. It may have been from that same show, but I'm thinking it wasn't. But anyway, here is, again, Andy Kimball. The song is called Outside Track, improvisation style, and an interpretation of a poem by Henry Lawson. Hope you enjoy it.
Left behind. Will he marry and hold
farewell. My heart seemed out of joint. And I well remember the butler fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted on through the open bars. We were 10 times less by wine. I sailed under the morning stars and under the rising sun. I hope that song found you singing along with it. It's kind of hard not to. It's one of those catchy tunes and great to do live because it's such a great audience participation song. Here's another tune that gets requested quite a bit. It's one of my Chris Smither faves called What Might Have Been. And I have a YouTube video, actually, you might want to go ahead and look into where I present some coaching techniques and how to play this song, White Might Have Been. I don't play the song all the way through on YouTube, but rather to give you the tools and the foundation of the chord structures and shapes and notes, so you can, you know, play the song the way you want to present it. But check that out on YouTube. It's pretty cool. I've gotten a lot of great compliments and comments on that, and I thank you for those. And now let's just go here and hear the song. It's Andy Kimball, again, playing What Might Have Been by Chris Smither. A couple surprises for you guest singers this set. Mm-hmm.
that made me blue. It's what I thought I knew. But I lost a lot of things before you came. I knew losing, that's just part of the game. But I'm sure I'd lose more just the same. It ain't what I lost that makes me sad. It's what I thought I had.
What fun. I could play that song probably all day long. I think there are probably days when I have in my living room. Anyway, let's move along and put another tune in. This is more of a folky type ballad. Again, it's a cover rendition of a song I get requested to play quite a bit. And this one's called 45 Years. It's a Stan Rogers song. It goes way back. Let's listen. 45 Years.
Friends were 45 cents, a wine and a glass of beer. He He's got something to say. I'm so far away. I don't know who I'm talking to. He just walked in the door, and honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife, and you're through with life. I'm like, honey, what the hell's it for? But after 23 years, you think I could find a way to let you know somehow. To see your smiling face 45 years from now. Alone in the night, on stage every night, I've been reaching out to find a friend who knows all the words he sings so she's heard, knows how the story's going to end. And maybe after the show, she'll ask me to go home with her for a drink or two. Our smile lights her eyes, but honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you think I could find a way to let you know somehow. But I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife, and you're through with life. I'm like, honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you think I could find a way to let you know somehow. And I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. Yeah, I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now.
Oh, yes. And the cool thing is about playing some of these tunes is every time I play them, for the most part, I put a different spin on them. I interpret them differently depending on the energy, the mood, and the vibes I get from the room and the audience. And it's pretty cool to be able to do that as a musician. It kind of makes it fun and inspiring for me, to, really. So we're going to play another tune. I get requests to do a lot of blues songs quite often, so I think we'll go ahead and put another blues song in next here. This is a tune called Going Down New Orleans. And as I said there in front of the live audience, put this song together in Texas, but it is a song about going to one of my favorite towns, and that's the city of New Orleans here on Andy Kimball Radio. Old blues rendition of bluesy, maybe get you guys to clap your hands and make some noise. Maybe even hear it down in New Orleans. Because the song's called Going Down New Orleans. I wrote it in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been around Washington, D.C. Built in the blues clubs in Boston, New York City, Memphis, Tennessee. We're gonna break it down, all the cities, and play the blues here for you. Like this.
Yeah, going down New Orleans, going to take my guitar and my band, live audience. That was a lot of fun. I hope you were clapping along. This next song, folks, coming up here is a song originally recorded and written, I believe, by Bo Diddley. And I heard it for the first time by Eric Clapton. I think it was on his Unplugged album, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Before You Accuse Me. And this is a live version of the tune. Again, typical Andy Kimball improv style, live audience. And recorded, I think, in the Seattle, Washington area some time ago, but a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if I could do that tune again the same way today if I tried. But enjoy it. Here it is, Before You Accuse Me.
Thank you.
money from somebody else. I knew you are. Well, I called your mama 3 or 4 nights ago. I called your mama 3 or 4 nights ago. She said, look here, son, I don't get talking to my daughter no more. Boy, cause man, take a good look at yourself. Somebody else, you sure are like time. I said, before you kiss me, baby, you take a look at yourself. You put your hands together. Before you kiss me, baby, take a look at yourself. You say, I'm spending my money on another woman. You've been taking money from somebody else.
Excuse me, a very improv style of that interpretation of that song. And next up, I want to go back to the kind of more folky, ballady type of tunes here with a song I wrote quite some time ago again. It's called Time Moves On. This was originally recorded on the Blues and Other Moods album. Still available. It was first recorded, I think, in 1994, released in 1995. That song is still out there on Spotify and all your normal iTunes type of streaming services, so please check that out. You can still download the album. Also, please do visit my website. It's www.andykimball.com. And if you want to buy some tunes, the music distributor store is Nimbit. That's N-I-M-B-I-T music.com/Andy Kimball. You can download the latest recordings and so forth there, and I do appreciate that. And again, the website at andykimball.com has a tip jar, and being the coronavirus and all of us musicians here who would normally go out there and and make our incomes from live shows are stifled right now, so we do appreciate the contributions by music downloads and the contributions to the Andy Kimball tip jar at the andykimball.com website. So that is definitely appreciated. And here is a tune called Time Moves On. As I recall, I think I remember during that tune, I forgot how the actual song went and had to kind of improvise the words. I remember that. I remember that now. Hey, you know, whatever it takes. This next song was a tune. It was originally also recorded on the Blues and Other Moods album. It's a another version of a song called Hang Me. It's an old traditional folk song. And this one's done a little differently on this version because I didn't use any finger picks, which I don't do too often. But in this particular version of the song, Hang Me, it's again, Andy Kimball solo on the guitar with no finger picks. It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun to do and might even do more of that as we move along here. So here's the song, Hang Me. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
of Arkansas. There on Cape Jordan, parts of Arkansas. So goddamn hungry, I can hide behind a straw. Cause I've been around the world.
Again, one of those tunes, always a fun time, done it a bunch of different ways for decades now, and live performance is always fun to to put a different spin on the tune, changing the tunings, the structure, the speed, the tempo, the feel, almost at every turn. And it's a fun song to be able to do that with. Again, Hang Me, old traditional folk song. This is Andy Kimball. These are some of my tunes we're listening to on this podcast. And we're going to leave you now with an interpretation of an older Michael Martin Murphy tune called Geronimo's Cadillac. Now, this song, again, was recorded by Michael Martin Murphy originally, I think in 1972. And a few different people have done their interpretations of the tune. One of my favorites is a guy named Bill Miller. Check out his version of it for sure, because he was also kind of an inspiration for me to do the tune at the time. And when this song was recorded, we plugged in, put the song together, one take, improv all the way, totally made up. As a matter of fact, we did the music and the song, and I wasn't quite sure of the structure of the song and therefore didn't quite get the music and the vocal lines down right and just let the song ride on its own, however it came out. And this is what you're about to hear. Geronimo's Cadillac, Andy Kimball. We're going to leave you with this tune. It's been fun doing this. We'll do it again. And next time around, I might even include some of my other favorite artists that I like and share some of their music as well on this channel. So that being said, please do go to the A-N-D-Y-K-I-M-B-E-L, Andy Kimball website. The tip jar is there. Thank you very much. You can also check out the bio information, hear some other songs, the press page, go to the music store and buy some of this stuff. I think the songs are only about $1. That's much appreciated as well. And the and then we'll see you again on another music podcast on the Andy Kimball channel here. Thanks again, folks. I'm out of here. Take care. Hope you've enjoyed the music. I've always enjoyed playing it. And we'll get together real soon, I'm sure, live. Take care. Stay strong. Stay safe. Andy Kimball here, signing out. Bye now.